So for a few minutes, I just want to look at this gospel reading. First of all, let's consider the woman. What do we hear first of her? She's a Canaanite. So she's not a member of the tribes of Israel. She's not a Jew. To those Jewish people, she is a heathen, a Gentile. She does not believe in the one true God. And we hear about her shouting out. You know what it's like? You're out in Leicester. All of a sudden, you're walking down the street, and suddenly somebody from out of nowhere just stands up and starts shouting. And being English, we all sort of go, oh dear, yes, well, I think I'll go the other way. I need some fish fingers for the kids. We won't go where I was going before. But I see her as someone who's tried everything for her daughter. Obviously, a daughter who is mentally ill. And now this healer comes, this Jewish healer. It doesn't mention here whether her husband, her father, her brother are with her. And so that's another thing about her standing up and shouting out and speaking to Jesus, because women don't do that in this world. Neither do they do it still in the East. You don't talk, a woman does not talk to a stranger, a man, without her husband, her father, or her brother being present. It's just not done. It's not the normal thing. The only women who would approach a man and speak to him without their brother, father, husband there are whores. So here we have a woman who's prepared to go against all the norms for her daughter's sake. And she will talk to this man. And he is a Jew, not just any Jew, an Orthodox Jew. And that's very difficult for you to come forward to them and speak to them. You can't even touch them. What's Jesus' reaction? He says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, she's not Jewish. She's not one of my people. I'm not here to help her. Don't you find that strange? Is that the Jesus that you're told about in the church? This loving, benign, caring, human, God in human form. Not here, he isn't. I don't come to the non-Jewish people, I only come to God's people. So we see a different side to Jesus at this point. And then she comes up to him and she kneels down before him and she says, Lord, help me. This is not her confessing that he is God incarnate, the Lord that we talk about in our prayers. Lord, in this case, is like we would say, sir. Lord, help me. She's at the end of her tether. She's tried everything for her daughter. Finally, she turns to this one man, this healer who has come, in the hope that he can do something. And isn't that what we do sometimes? We actually turn to God and say to him, help us, when all else has failed, where everything we've tried to do has failed. Sometimes, you know, it's better to take it to God at the beginning not at the end. But we have to remember something. That when you pray and ask, you don't always get what you want, but you should get what you need. But what you need is not always what you want. This woman needs and wants her child to be healed. Jesus even now says, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Dogs in those days weren't these lovely pets that you see walking around the village with their owners. Most dogs lived on the streets, lest they were shepherd's dogs and there to protect. You still see them now if you're in the Far East or the Middle East. They're this brown dun colour, scavenging. At night when you're in bed, you can hear them talk to one another across the darkness of the night. When you get up in the morning, go out early, you'll find them lying under the tables and chairs in the tavernas and cafes round about, ready to pick up any scraps that are there. And she turns it on him and she says, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Jewish people like you to turn what they've said against them. I think Jesus at this point would have smiled, even laughed, shook his head, and said, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. So in the end, he does what is needed for this woman out of his humanity, out of his love for other human beings. And he doesn't say to her, well, I will do it if you do something. He just does it. We don't hear whether she says thank you. We certainly don't hear that he says that she must become a follower of his. God is magnanimous. His grace is for everybody. And here this woman received the grace of the one true and living God Most High, and her daughter was healed. I like to think she went away rejoicing at what had happened, and hopefully never forgetting the man she met that day who was able to heal her daughter. Amen.